The trip to heaven. One day, Johnny Walnut was very tired, and as usual before bedtime, he prayed the Lord's Prayer. Since his eyes were blinking good night and starting to close, he only added, "Lord Jesus, I love you," and blew a kiss towards heaven. In just a minute, he was sound asleep. His face glowed as he dreamt an unusual dream. Nobody knew where it came from, but suddenly there stood a great angel in front of him, dressed all in white. And imagine, he came in a white car. What a beautiful car it was. Johnny could already recognise all types of cars, but he had never seen such an amazing and shiny one like this before. "Get in, we'll fly to heaven," said the angel. "Yay!" cried Johnny as they started to rise up towards the clouds. Their house got smaller until it looked like a little matchbox, and finally it totally disappeared. They flew higher and higher. It seemed that even the moon was jealous of how high they reached, and all the stars twinkled cheerfully as they spun around them. The car stopped in front of the gates of heaven. How they gleamed! In front of the gate stood another mighty angel. "He's even bigger than my dad," Johnny thought. The angel held a big book in his hands, and his face was serious. He looked carefully at Johnny, and it seemed that he wasn't looking at Johnny's pyjamas, but at his heart. Johnny looked at it too. Surprised, he almost forgot to close his mouth. His heart was completely dark. He became very sad about it and wished that he could paint it white, but there was no brush, no paint. He tried to hide it with his hands, but the more he tried to hide it, the darker it became. He started to cry. He asked the angel why he had a heart like that. "Do you remember when you were moaning? Mummy told you it was time for bed, but you wanted to play. You were so angry that you cried, even though nothing hurt." Johnny knew that what the angel said was true. "And what about yesterday, when Daddy picked up your little sister Susie and kissed her? You felt upset that he hugged her and not you. Do you know how nasty that was? Should I continue?" The angel asked Johnny, who was ashamed and bowed his head. "No, don't tell me any more," begged Johnny. "Yes, I know I was disobedient. Daddy told me too, but I was also good. I picked flowers for Mummy when I played outside, and I told her that I loved her. And I gave my sister Susie 4 kisses, one on the forehead, one on the cheek, one on the nose, and one on her mouth. Daddy and I said we would kiss her to death." "That was very nice," answered the angel. Johnny felt a little bit better, and the angel continued. "Do you remember how you played on the seesaw with Daddy? You sat on one end and the other end stayed up in the air. Then Daddy came and sat on the other side. Since he is much heavier than you are, you were lifted up. That's how it is with our good deeds and our bad deeds. If you do something good, it's like when you sit on the seesaw. But when you do something bad, it's bigger than all the good things. One single sin outweighs all the good and darkens your heart." Johnny was surprised. He didn't understand it at all. "So, what kind of hearts do children have?" he asked the angel excitedly. "Every baby is born with a clean white heart, which has clear little windows through which we can see Jesus. But when children are disobedient, the windows are dirtied, their heart is darkened, and they can no longer see Jesus. But he knocks on the windows, and if you ask him, he will wash and clean your heart, so it is clean and white again." Johnny recalled how he recently fell into the mud in the garden and got his pants very dirty. They were black as coal. Mummy told him that he looked like a little piglet. But then she put them in the washing machine and they were as white as snow again. He listened to the angel and imagined a washing machine for hearts. He really wished that his heart would be clean. "I want to have a clean heart," he told the angel with determination. "Only those whose names are written in the book of life have white hearts, and only they get into heaven," said the angel. "What is the book of life?" Johnny asked eagerly, but with that the angel started to fade. Instead of the answer, he heard Mummy's voice. "Johnny, wake up, it's late." He would have liked to have spoken more with the angel, but he was fully awake now. "Mummy, tell me, what is the Book of Life?" "Where have you heard about it?" his mum stared. "An angel told me that only those whose names are written in it will pass through the gates of heaven." Mummy thought for a moment whether Johnny could really have spoken with an angel, and then she continued. "Those who accept Jesus into their hearts are written into the Book of Life in heaven." Oh, how Johnny longed for that. So he and Mum prayed together. "Lord Jesus, forgive me for my disobedience. Take my dark heart and make it clean. Enter my heart and be my best friend. Please write my name into the Book of Life." Johnny was floating with deep, amazing peace and happiness. He dived into Mummy's arms. "Now I will surely be allowed to pass through the heavenly gates," he thought to himself.